Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I'm gonna feel the warmth of your embrace. Me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight, na na. Said I seen you working on no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I seen you heal the sick through others.
Seen you work in
others. And I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you were enough. And I want you to
that I've seen you working others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. And I've seen some things, and I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winan. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in, and they saw more. They had to operate again. And when they finished that second operation, they came back and told him that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, "No, I don't know why I let you operate in the first place." And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, "Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him." And the doctors came back and said, "We don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. And David is alive today because I've seen you work. And I want you to work in me." Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, "I see and I want you to work." Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. "Thou art the potter, I am the clay." I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. "Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Second Chronicles, and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. "Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, I gotta put. Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. And 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11. And we'll begin reading at the 11th verse.
Thank you. Amen, amen, and welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We are encouraged, inspired, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about you guys joining us on this morning on this Worldwide Gospel Connection Monday for our Man Up Monday broadcast. Amen. Guys, as always, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, let's go into a virtual effectual fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to come before these your people to share your word on today, God, to share your power on today, to share your shift on today with these your people. Father, we pray today, God, as we go into this broadcast, Father, that you would strengthen the minds and the hearts of the people. Give them the wisdom and understanding that they need. God, touch their hearts and their minds on today. God, let them know in the midst of whatever it is that they may be experiencing and going through, Father, that not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask. I think, Father, we pray that you would meet them where they are. God, in whatever case or circumstance they may be in. Father, I pray that you would find grace in their lives. Allow them to find the grace of who you are in their lives. God, we pray, God, that you would continue to give them the wisdom and power, God, and the strength to stand and withstand. God, whatever phase in life they may find themselves in today, God, we pray that you would strengthen them on every hand. Let them know that, God, and that is that in you they live, is in you they breathe, is in you that they have their being. Father God, we pray, God, against everything that the enemy tries to bring before them during this morning, God. God, wherever the situation or circumstance may be, Father, let them know that even in the midst of whatever they did on last night, God, the night before that, God, that this is the no judgment zone. We don't judge you for where you are. We just say repent and do your first works over. So today, God, we pray, God, that if there's anything that is in us, come on here. Let me help you this morning. God, if there's anything in us this morning, God, that we have done, said, or God, we have done, God, and we have said, God. God, we pray today, God, that you would move by your power and your strength. God, that be the forgiving God that you are. God, be the redeemer of those that come, God. God, and place their sins, their issues, their circumstances on the altar today and ask for forgiveness. Ask you, oh God. God, to give them the strength to stand and to withstand in the midst of, God, whatever the issue or circumstance may be. Let them know, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. Give them the wisdom to know that you are God and you are the hope that lie within. And all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. And we say thank you, Lord God, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We want to make sure that we acknowledge our countries as well this morning. But before we go into that, we want to give you our morning scripture. And our morning scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. I'm going to say that again, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. And it simply says this, rather therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I'm going to say that again. Rather therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Lord, may you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of your word. Amen. Amen. That's going to stick with me today. That's going to stick with me. I don't know if y'all feeling that this morning, but I felt that this morning. Whatever we do, we need to do it in the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, our countries this morning, we want to thank you all as always. We want to take our soapbox moment that we take and tell you guys that are listening to us overseas, you guys that are listening to us in those rural countries, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you because we understand, we know that it is a hard place. Come on here, somebody. It is a hard place. It is a difficult place. It is a complex place for you to be in right now because what are you dealing with? with those that are in those other countries. It's not an easy thing to do, because we understand that where you are, for you to be able to worship God, to be able to call on the name of Jesus, to even just have a Bible in your possession. We talk about this all the time. We say this all the time. But we want you to know. We don't want you to take away nothing else from this conversation except for the fact that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. We are interceding for you. We understand that it is not easy in the place that you are. We understand that it's not a light place. It's a heavy place. And we understand that. But we want you to know that even in your heavy place, come on, we're here for you. And we're praying for you. And we're interceding for you. All of our missionaries and all of our evangelists that are there, that are going into those countries and converting those and compelling them to come. You're in highways and hedges. You're in the bushes. You come on here. You placed your hand to the plow and you refuse to take down. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, because what you do for Christ will stand. Only what you do for Christ will stand. So we want to say thank you for your sacrifice. We want to say thank you for your sacrifice, and know that we are praying for you daily, because we understand that your job is hard. Because watch this here. Just like they behead those that are in the street, that confess Jesus Christ, those that carry this cross, your lives are in danger as well. So we're praying for you as well. We're interceding for you as well. So know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. We are just excited about what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour and in this time. We know that he is doing a great work, but we know with that great work comes great tribulation, because there are those that are pressing against you. But know that when you push and you press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, you're going to get your reward. You're going to get your reward. So continue to press. Continue to press. Amen. So that's my soapbox moment for this morning. That's my soapbox moment for this morning. I want to go ahead and acknowledge our countries this morning. Those great countries are United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Israel. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. And we have the Netherlands. Thank you guys so, so, so very much for your continued support and connecting with us. Continue to share the broadcast. Now, remember, guys, those of you all that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can listen to us live. We are actually live. This is not a pre-recorded broadcast. This is a live broadcast. I'm going to say that again. We live. We live at 5, like they say. We live at 5. But this is 8 o'clock in the morning. But we live at 5. Listen, call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. You guys want to share your testimony. You want to just come in. You want to be, you want to just share your testimony. You want to just tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Maybe you have, you want to chime in on some of the word that we'll be going forth on today. We will be glad to allow you that time to come in. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on air. Connect with us on Facebook. Where you can connect with us on Facebook. We are also on Facebook. So connect with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can go there and you connect there. You can also go in and click on the previous played broadcasts that we have been on, and you guys can listen in on those broadcasts as well. Some of your favorite pastors and preachers that have been on there, you can connect with those guys as well. We have some fantastic guests that come through that has blessed our lives and blessed the broadcast. So please make sure you go out there and connect with them. Also, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Remember, you can get your scrub on. Come on here with Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you gents, I'm telling you ladies, this product is a fantastic product. I'm telling you, if you want that, that soft skin feel, get you some of Cora Gift bath scrubs. They have some fantastic scents. They have everything from bubble gum to cotton candy. I mean, it's some fantastic smells for the ladies. Also, she has a product line for the men. So you guys, listen, it's not just for the women. It's not just for the women. I'm going to say it again. It's not just for the women. We got some men products out there, too. So listen, Cora Gift the Gift Bath Bombs, you can get in touch with Lady Douglas. This is her gifting, her calling. This is her baby. So you guys can get in contact with her. That number is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can give her a shout out on Facebook as well. You can connect with her on Facebook through the Worldwide Gospel Connection, also as well as through Cora Gift Gives Bath Bomb Facebook page. You can connect with her there as well. So remember, you guys that are looking for the perfect wedding gift or the perfect I just want to say I love you, give. Oh, listen, your anniversary or birthday may be coming up for your significant other. Please make sure that you connect with her. I'm telling you, these are some great stocking stuffers as well. We got Christmas coming up. Go ahead on and get your order in for your Christmas. Get your, all your sisters and your nieces and mamas, all those guys. Go ahead on and come on by and get those gifts now. That way you won't have to worry about it for Christmas. You already got your stocking stuffers set up. So remember, guys, that number again to get in contact with Lady Douglas is 832-816-7997. Or you can contact her on the Cora Gift to Gift Facebook page. You can connect with her there. Remember, guys, this is a fantastic product. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Come on here. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself to a fantastic product. Again, that is Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Get in contact with Lady Douglas. I'm going to give that number out one more time just in case you missed it. That number is 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her there. Remember, always, always, always remember, you can text that number or you can call that number. So we look forward to you guys getting in contact with her. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Amen. So listen, guys, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to go into another song on this morning. And listen, we just excited about what God is doing with the Worldwide Gospel Connection and having all these great, fantastic guests on this morning. So on today. So we're just thankful. We're just grateful. We're just grateful for what God is doing in our lives and in the lives of those that are connected to us and through our broadcast. So we thank God for you guys. We thank God for you guys. So listen, we're going to go ahead on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
And as you see,
of what measure could amount to your desire. The one who never leaves the one like you would again 100 billion times. But when mess amounts to your desire, is the one who never leaves the one like you would again 100 billion times. But when mess like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never left this one behind. Out of all the things I've done, you still saw fit to love me. Out of the mess I created, you still saw fit to bless me. I don't deserve it, I don't deserve it, I don't deserve it, I don't.
Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. I am your host, none other than Apostle Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. I will be the speaker on this morning. Amen. I'll be the guest speaker this morning. God bless you. You will find us this morning the book of Luke, the book of Luke, the ninth chapter. The book of Luke, the ninth chapter. I don't like saying familiar, but a passage of scripture that we have heard in our hearing before, a passage of scripture that we have heard in our hearing before. It is very simple, not complicated, not complex, passage of scripture that simply reads, and we're going to be at that 57th verse. Those of you all going to be following. I'm going to read 57 on down to verse 62. That's verse 57 on down to verse 62. And the word of the Lord says this to us. It says this to us. It says, and it came to pass that as they went into the way, certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Verse 59 says, and he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou now and preach the kingdom of God. Now watch this, verse 61 says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man have put their hand to the plow and look it back is fit for the kingdom of God. We're going to take our salt from that verse 62 that says, and Jesus said unto him, no man have put his hand to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. Father, I pray that you would take the reins of this message, the reins of this time that we have. I pray, Father God, that your words, God, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God, as we break bread on this morning, God, we pray. God, as we break bread on this morning, God, we pray. God, as we break bread on this morning, God, we pray. God, that it touch the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of my voice. God, that they do not hear Daniel, but Father, they hear you on this morning. I decrease, Lord, that you may increase. God, but God, speak through me, God, that this old wretched mind and this old wretched mouth and lips of clay, God, and use them for your glory. God, I pray that you would suppress my tongue and place your tongue. Suppress my mind, place your mind. Suppress my heart, place your heart. God, that the word of God may be preached. And Daniel will be decreased in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ. God, we pray and we say thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Jesus' mighty and rich and infallible name that we pray. And the Bible of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. If I would give this passage of scripture a topic, it would simply be, do not abort the assignment. Do not abort the assignment. And then I would throw a salt on top of that. And the salt would simply be, don't let your circumstance keep you from completing your assignment. I'm going to say that again. Don't let your circumstances keep you from completing your assignment. Don't let your circumstances keep you from completing your assignment. Here we have Jesus and one, a certain man that didn't give a name, but it was a certain man that came to the Lord Jesus, and he told him, he said, Father, he said, let me come and follow you. And Jesus began to explain to him in no uncertain terms, people of God, that if you follow me, you're going to have some criteria. Come on here. There's some things that I want you to be aware of, because I don't want you to think that you're taking on this assignment, and this assignment is for the faint of heart. Come on here. This is not for the weak. It's not for the weak. It's not for the weak. It's for someone who has the capability to speak some things into existence. It has the capability of someone that can rise through it. But you got to be willing to go through, come on here, the test and the trials and the tribulation that comes along with the assignment. I'm going to try to pace myself this morning. I'm not going to take it too fast. I'm trying to pace myself, but I want you to understand, people of God. I want you to get a real good understanding. I want you to get a real good grasp on this thing, because what we don't want to do this morning is we don't want to give you false hope. Come here, get a little closer, because watch this. This assignment that you have placed inside you, this assignment that you have stepped into, you got to realize, people of God, you got to realize that this assignment, it comes with some pitfalls. It comes, my my God, today. It's going to come with some folk that's not going to like you no more. It's going to come with some things where you're going to lose some people and you're going to lose some things along the journey. Come on and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. He told him, foxes have holes and birds have nests. He said, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, basically, there's a lot of places and a lot of times that people of God, listen to me real good. They ain't gonna make room for you. Come on here. God, you know what? You're starting early this morning. There's not going to be room for you. They're not going to accept you. They're not going to be okay with you. They're not going to, they ain't going to be okay with you. Because watch this. With this newfound assignment, you got to realize there's going to be a newfound elevation. Come here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Let me give you something to chew on for the rest of the week. You got to realize that when you get to this place where you put your hand to the plow, that there are going to be some people that you're going to have to realize that ain't going to like you no more. They ain't going to want to fool with you no more. They ain't going to want to deal with you no more. They ain't gonna want to talk with you no more. Because watch what then happened now. You then became, watch this here, the very thing that they could not complete. God help me right through here. See, watch this here. Elevation makes people realize they still standing still. Preacher, you better preach like you know how to preach this morning. Your elevation is a mirror for them to show them, come here, that they still standing in the same spot that they've been standing in for the last 15 years. They ain't moved. They ain't elevated. They ain't done nothing. They ain't caught the egg, man. They ain't delivered a fly off the wall. They have not done a thing. Your elevation. Your power, people of God, is a part of your elevation. Come here and let me help you. Your power is a part of your elevation. Come on, let me help you with it. I dare you to put it on your Facebook page. I dare you to put it on your Instagram. I dare you to put it on your MySpace and tell them, watch the tip. My power, Shando, Berebe, Shiki, and the Lomosai. My power is a part of my elevation. My plow for the elevation. He said, foxes have holes. Birds have nests. He said, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Not only will they not have room for you, they're not willing. They're not willing to accept you for who you have become. My God, today, let me give you something that'll help you along the way on this morning. They won't accept you because you're no longer familiar. You're no longer familiar to them. You don't look like them no more. Your plow changes your your plow changes your content. Your plow changes your continents. Your plow causes you to shift not only in ministry, but now you're no longer a part of the clique. You're no longer a part of the get-along game. Come here, let me help you real quick. Your elevation. God, you gonna mess around here, and you gonna make a whole bunch of saints of God mad. You're no longer a part of the fellowship now. Because watch this, you decided, Jesus, you better mess around here, make these folks, cut their radios off. Listen,
you're no longer a part of what they got going on, because watch this, now that your hand is on the plow, you now can see the foolishness that's been going on. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. All obstacles are out of my way. Listen, see that stormy situation kept you blind, because what they wanted you to do, they wanted you to look through the glass and watch this, while the rain was falling. But once the rain stopped falling and you cut your windshield wipers on, God help me up in this section right here. You are able to see behind the curtain now. Come here, Wizard of Oz. What's behind the curtain? You've been shunned. You've been working the control behind the scenes. But in actuality, if you just want the truth be told about the whole matter, you really didn't have what was going on, because it was all behind the scenes stuff. I got a question for you. If they pull back your curtain, woo, what would they see if they pull back your curtain? If the shandana the bungo katai dande debes ki shandidio shai. If they literally pull back your curtain, what would they see? Your plow changes your countenance. You are no longer familiar to them. You're no longer familiar to their holes. Birds have nests. Son of man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. Wait a minute. Jesus said to another one, Jesus said to another one, he said, follow me. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. You're gonna wanna take some folk with you. You're gonna wanna take some folk with you. You genuinely, because you're a genuine person, you're gonna wanna take some folk with you. But can I bless you? Let me give you something to help you. You genuinely want some people to go with you. But there are some folk that's not qualified for the journey. See, everybody that want to hook up with you don't have the same mindset as you. I'm preaching to about maybe 15, maybe 20 of y'all right now. There are some that's just going to come and be a spy. I'm going to take a sip of coffee on that one. I need a drink on that one. I need to take a drink on that one. I'm sorry. Y'all excuse me. There are some people about, watch this, there are some, not all, but there are some that's just going to come and they're going to camp out to see what you got going on over at your house. They look good on paper. Oh, they look good in public. Let's come here and let me help you. That's the reason why a lot of times people don't want you to come to their house, because they look good on paper. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. They look good on paper. They look good in the presence of the people. God bless you. Welcome. We thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. And then you got her. Yes, we're welcoming you. We want you to be here. We're so glad to be here. But behind closed doors, when they get in the room with each other, they can't stand each other. I hate you. You said it there, and you knew that's what I was gonna say. Why did you say it first? Well, if you would rehearse with me like I told you to, rehearse. We don't need to be rehearsing. We need to do this. You know what? I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you too. Somebody, Pastor, is everything okay? Yes, everything is fine. They want to follow you, but they're not qualified. Because what's on the outside, come here, is the only thing that you see. It's what's on the outside. You clean the outside of the cup. Your image and your brand look good. But the inner workings of the circle is filled with dead man's bones. Poison, vile. You spewing poison. You look good on the outside. You washed up real good. You know sometimes those pictures that they take and they put them pictures on Facebook and they make that comment, you clean up real good. See, you could clean up real good, but your heart still your commitment could still be jacked. Your sound could still be distorted. Yo, you can look real good. When you dress it up. Even a hobo look good in a suit with a cut and a shave. He said. And he said, and Jesus said, and he said to another one, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Be very careful of a person that you want to connect with you, that always got an excuse. Oh, that always got an excuse why they can't do or be a part of what you got going on. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. I can show up to all your stuff. I take off days from work. I can come here and let me. I can take a half a day off work. I can call in sick for you. But as soon as I need you to do something for me, I can't find you nowhere. I can't find you on Facebook, Instagram. I done text messaged you. I done Facebooked you. I done Facebook called you. I done sent you messenger. I come here. I done sent you smoke signals. I done sent messages to other people. But yet and still, I can't find you nowhere. But when you reach for me, I'm there.
I got a problem with you that every time I ask you to do something, this is personal. Y'all give this is personal. This ain't business. This is personal. I'm serious. Like this part right here. If I need you and I can't find you and I continue to need you and I continually can't find you, I am fixed to check you off my list. If come here and let me help you. If I need you and I can't find you, I can be at all of your stuff. I'm fixed to start canceling out some dates on your life for me. Because watch this here. It's personal. This is personal. This ain't business. It's personal. Listen, I am sick and I am tired of every time we turn around. We need somebody and we can't find you, jokers. Listen to me. Listen to me good. I and my wife, we're supposed to get ready to start Xing some folk out. It's just personal. It ain't business no more. It's personal now. Because watch that. If we can show up for your stuff, come here. You'll be all right. Breathe, baby. Breathe. Breathe. Support is two-sided. That's one-sided. We can show up to all your stuff. We may not be financially able to give what you want us to give, but we give. We're there. Stop making yourself available to everybody who can't make themselves available to you. Always got an excuse. Always got an excuse. Always got a reason why you can't be at the picnic. You can't be at the cookout. You can't be at the conference. Now let me help you real quick, and I'm going to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. So, I'm convinced now that scripture is something that I probably just need to get tattooed on my chest. So every time I look at it, it'll remind me that simply says a prophet is not honored in his own home. In other words, the ones that I sit among. Not my house, but the ones I sit among. And a lot of them is blood. You can give me every excuse in the world why you can't show up. But as soon as something is going on the other side of town, your mind is here with me, but your body is on the other side of town. I changed the song around. I sure did. Yeah. You can make every excuse. In the TII world, I got to go bury my father. That's an urgent need. I ain't gonna get you. That's an urgent need. But my thing is, how many times are you going to bury your father? We had a girl that I worked with. She killed her mama 5 times in 1 year. Y'all laughing. Y'all laughing. It's funny. It sounds funny. But she buried her mama 5 times in 1 year. Five. I got to go bury my mama. My mama died. And for some odd reason, these people didn't catch on to it. That this woman buried her mama 5 times. I don't know if she said she had 5 different mamas, but I know that she told me, she said, I got to go bury my mama. 5 separate times. I'm just going to tell them I'm burying my mama. They can't tell me no. I said that to say this. It sounds comical.
It sounds funny. It sounds comical. But that's the image that we get when we're supposed to be doing what we're supposed to do, fellowshipping and following. Watch this here. He said, follow me. That root word follow, if you take that word and you do the root word of it, the root word of follow is fellow. Fellow is the root word of fellowship. You won't follow fellow or fellowship with me at all. I gotta go bury my father. I would come, but I gotta go cut my grass with some tweezers. I would come, but I gotta go pick my teeth. I would come. I'm sure I'm giving foolish analogies because I want you to understand. I want you to see how foolish it is. Because watch this, you can make every excuse in the world. You can make every excuse in the world. But when it comes time to follow after Christ, my question to you is this. What's really stopping you? I'm curious. I'm like Curious George. I'm Curious George right now. I want to know what is keeping you from fellowshipping. What's keeping you from following? Is it something you heard? Is it something somebody said to you? Is it something, come here, let me help you. Is it some lie that they told on Jesus? I'm talking about Jesus so y'all can stay saved, stay in the church. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about Jesus and this man that he talking about going to bury his daddy. Listen, come back. Sit down. Y'all sit down. I ain't talking about y'all no more. I'm talking about Jesus and this man. Listen. God help me right up in here. Listen, what did they do? I'm talking to him. I'm having a conversation with the man. I want to know what exactly happened that you don't want to follow after Jesus. What's the conflict? What is the conflict of interest? Did someone say something to you that was not becoming of Jesus? Did Jesus say something to you that didn't sit right with you? Let's talk. Can we talk for a minute? What happened? What went down? What was the reason? For you to lie to the Lord's face. That's why verse 62 was said. Breathe, baby, breathe. Come on. Inhale. Exhale. You lied to his face. We can find every excuse in the world not to show up for church. We can find every excuse in the world for not to show up for Bible study. We can find every excuse in the world not to get on the good foot and do what needs to be done in the body. We got every excuse in the world. Every excuse in the world. And we still have an excuse today. Okay. Let me get off of that. Get off that. Verse 59, he said, follow me. Verse 60 said, Jesus said unto them, let the dead bury the dead, but go thee and preach the kingdom of God. Go do your job. You got the one job. You got the one job. Preach kingdom. Don't preach you. Don't preach you. Don't. Do not. Shando. Edi. Shandai. Edi. Odo. Edio. Eeio. Don't preach you. Preach kingdom. That's the. Come here. Let's get a little closer. Let me bless you to your blessed face. Push to your purpose and drive you to this. And we're almost done. Listen. If you learn to preach kingdom, watch this here. Watch real close to the text. If you learn to preach kingdom, you do realize that when you preach kingdom, a portion of you will die. Every single time you preach kingdom, a part of you will die. Because he says it as word. He said, pray in this manner. He said, when you pray, pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray in this manner. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. They ain't talking about, come here, let me help you. The earth that he was talking about was not the ground. He was talking about you. The earth can't do nothing with kingdom, but you can't. I'm going to say that again because that messed somebody up real bad. And that was intended. If I hit you, I didn't mean to miss you. Listen, I'm borrowing that from my daughter. Listen, she had me rolling with that one. If I hit you, I meant to hit you. Watch this here. I didn't mean to miss you. Watch this here. You have to understand something. Kingdom come. If kingdom was in your hand, what would you do with it? We have kingdom alliances all across this world, all on Facebook. Kingdom alliance, kingdom this, kingdom that, kingdom this, kingdom that. What are you doing with your kingdom that God has given to you? We have established so many churches and in so many neighborhoods and in so many parts of the world, and we have not changed anything. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom goes beyond building a church. If you got kingdom, you're going to mess them up. Kingdom shifts neighborhoods. Kingdom shifts communities. Kingdom shifts, come here, let me help you, the judicial system in that area. Kingdom shifts the police department. Kingdom shifts the school system. Kingdom come shando, bombe de shandai. So kingdom shifts. Come here. Kingdom is not just. Brother Pastor, I got a question. I got a question. Y'all can't see me, but I got my hand up. Brother Pastor, I got a question. What's the question, man of God? If the kingdom not jealous, why we got so many jealous people in the kingdom? I'm glad you asked. That's a very good question, Brother Preacher. Let me give you the answer to it. Because we not working in kingdom, we working in self. I can't be jealous of you if we're doing the same. I can't be jealous of you if we're doing the same thing. I can't be jealous of you if we're doing the same thing. Ooh. Yeah. I can't be jealous of you
and we got the same agenda. If you and me working on the same thing, if me and you working on building the same thing, how is it that I can be jealous of you if we working on the same thing? Listen, I may not be working as fast as you. I may not be working as quick as you, but I got kingdom on my mind, and I'm doing it. And truth be told, if you just really want to know what kingdom look like, if I'm building kingdom and my kingdom is going faster than yours, my assignment, my guy, is for me to come and for me to find where you are lacking in your kingdom assignment and help you get pushed to the place where yours go faster too.
But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Watch this here. And another also. Lord, excuse me, I will follow thee, but let me go first and bid farewell, which are at my home, at my house, which are at my home. At my house. I never really read that real close until just now. He said, go let me bid farewell to which are at my home, at my house. It almost sounded like that joker was stuttering. I told y'all, I read the Bible different from y'all do. Y'all, you see, y'all, I read with the intent of finding something, some a nugget. In this thing, he said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you, but let me go home on my house, go to my house, and I gotta say goodbye. y'all know y'all got it. Listen, you got to understand. Sometimes, guys, you got to look for the thing that they say if you listen for their sound, what they sound like. Because he started to talk and he was stuttering. Getting ready to close this thing down. Stop wasting time on people who don't have no intent on doing what they say they're going to do. Clearly, this brother did not have intent on doing anything because of his conversation. Let me go home, my house, and let me bid farewell to my folk. You ain't coming back. Stop wasting your time on people. Stop pouring in to folk. Stop wasting. This is the words of my wife, and I'm stealing it. Stop wasting your oil on people who don't want to be oily. They want the oil in their hand, but they don't want the oil on them. See, I can pour oil in your hand all day and your hand be oily. That's all that's on your body that's oily. But see, the oil ran down from Aaron's head into his beard, into his garment, and they say down into his sandals. You got to learn how to be oily. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You got
got to learn that you can't keep pouring on people that's moving. You got you rocking back and forth, and you're wasting all. You're wasting time. You're wasting precious all on a joker that won't sit still. Stop pouring your all on folk who don't have no intent on getting under the oil. Verse 62 says this, and we're closing. And Jesus said unto him, no man have put his hand to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. I leave you with this. If you want God to move, you have got to change your focus. If you want God to do something in you, for you, in your ministry, in your life, in your marriage, in your business, in your church, in your community, in your life, in your mishap, change your focus. If you change your focus, you can change your sound. If you change your sound, you can change your life. If you change your focus, you can change your sound. If you change your sound, you could change your life. If you change your focus, you could change your sound. If you change your sound, you could change your life. If you change your focus, you could change your sound. If you change your sound, you could change your life. I've said that so many times because I want you to get it. I want that to be buried in your head. Change your sound. You change your focus, you could change your sound. You change your life. Change your focus, change your sound, change your life. I want you to get that embedded in your head. I want you to put that on your Facebook page. If you change your focus, you could change your sound, you could change your life. Put that on your Facebook page. Put that on your Instagram. Put that on your MySpace page. Put that on your Pinterest. Put that on your IG page. If you change your sound, people of God, you could change your life. Focus gives you the capability to change your sound. Your sound is the words that you say out of your mouth. And when you change the words that fall out of your mouth, watch the text. When you change the words that fall out of your mouth, change the words that fall out of your mouth. Come here. Change the words that fall out of your mouth. Change the words to change that fall out of your mouth. They will change you. The more I speak on me, about me, the goodness of God that is on my life, the things that I want to see God do in my life, once I change that, I can change everything else. Because watch this, my gaze is no longer on where I am. My focus. I will look toward the hills which come in my help, and my help comes from the Lord. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm more than a conqueror. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. It is in him I live. It's in him I breathe. It's in him I have my being. Without him, I am nothing. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. When your confession changes, when your sound changes, you change everything else. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back.
Why is that so important? One, if you look back, you're going to get discouraged because you watch. You're watching what's behind you, people of God. You're watching the thing, watch this here, that was meant to be behind you, but you're too busy looking at what's meant to be behind you. You're too focused looking at that to know that God is doing some new thing in front of you. Number one, stop looking for those things that's behind you. Stop looking back. Number two, your hands are on a plow. The plow represents tilling. Tilling is tilling the ground for new soil, or tilling ground for the soil to plant new seeds. If you keep looking back, you will not notice that you are breaking new ground. Because your eyes are asphyxiated on what's behind you. And you're breaking new ground with your hand on the plow. But because you keep looking back at stuff, you don't even know you're making progress. Stop looking back, keep your hands on the plow, because you're breaking new ground. And the new ground that you're breaking, if you're not planting seeds for the kingdom, or you're not planting seeds, you're wasting your time. Ground tilling means that you're breaking new ground to put down new seed for a new harvest. Yes, God, I hear you speaking through me to me. Okay, thank you, Father. Listen, we got to understand. Notice I didn't say you, I said we. We got to understand that the more that we till forward and stop worrying about if people or if folk going to come on board to do what needs to be done in, around, and for our life, we need to understand that, listen to me real careful. Catch the vibe. Listen, if we learn how to continue to just press and plant seed and let the seed do what the seed is supposed to do, uproot a harvest, and stop worrying about whether or not what's going on behind us, we can break new ground and we can come here and we can create a harvest. And when we do have the opportunity to go back and put our hand to the thing that we have said that we have planted, we can pull up something new. And that old stuff that was behind us, watch here, is behind all of the stuff that we done. They can't see us no more because they see the stuff that they see the new stuff we done did. Continue to keep your hand on the plow. Don't lose focus. Know that even in this, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Just trust in him, for he is God, and he is God all by himself. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to share this morning with these, your people. Great God that you are, merciful God that you are, kingdom builder that you are. Father, we glorify you and we edify you and we lift you up. Father, we call your name great. We call your name mighty, and we call your name powerful. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being, and we cannot do anything without you. So we give your name glory. We give your name honor, and we say thank you. Thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we love you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank God for you guys continue to connect and check in with us and be a part of what God is doing here with us on today. Listen, guys, remember also to check in with us each and every week right here on Worldwide Gospel Connection by calling into that number. It's 563-999-368 to be a part of the conversation. It's also to share your testimony if you guys just want to tell us how the broadcast is doing as well. We will be glad to hear from you guys. Listen, remember that this gospel radio station is not just a radio station, but we want to be a beacon light in the lives of those that are seeking for Christ. And with that being said, we want to extend to you what we call the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. And Overcomer Scripture comes from Romans 10:9, which simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Again, that is Romans 10:9. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, you will be saved. We want to extend to you an opportunity. We want to extend to you a chance, the Worldwide Gospel. I'm sorry, part of this worldwide connection in God. Amen. A worldwide connection in God. This gospel word that goes out to touch the hearts and the minds of the people. We want to invite you to become a part of this family. Of the family of God, not just the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but the family of God. We want you to get connected to that. We want you to find your place in Him. And we want to extend that to you simply because we understand that, watch this, that in this thing that you're in, God's not only able, but He is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust in Him and seek Him for for who he really is, and that is God, and God all by himself. But we bless God for that opportunity to come and to share and to do what we do for him. And with that, we hope that something was said. We hope that some song was played. If not a song was played, maybe a word was said that got your attention to want you to come of this worldwide, world of transformation, this whirlwind of gospel of God, Jesus Christ being your Lord and Savior, being a part of what he has connected you to. Simply by just saying the simple prayer, it's receiving this simple prayer. And as I pray, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture, Romans 10 and 9. And when you hear that scripture, go ahead and just lift your hand as your Lord and Savior. Or lift your hands up and take him as your Father, as your King, as your peacemaker, your mind regulator, your heart fixer. Take him to be what you need him to be and establish in your life. Amen? So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these your precious hearts that are under the sound. Father, we pray that God, as we extend to them this opportunity, wherever they may find themselves at, God, give them peace. Give them strength. Give them hope. Give them wisdom. Give them power to be able to stand in the same that you have commanded them to stand in. Lord, let your grace and your mercy follow them all the days of their lives. To establish them, God, in the place that you would have them to be established. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God. Romans 10 and 9 says that they have to confess with their mouth. And they now believe in their hearts that you died and that you were raised from the dead. And they are now saved. Thank you for your saving grace. But it is your saving grace, our refuge. It is in your saving grace, Father, the divine strength. So for that, we give your name praise. For that, we give your name glory. For that, we give your name honor. And we glorify, magnify, edify your great name. For you are God and you are God all by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Listen, those of you all that have received Christ on today, we want to give you a few keys. Now, these keys are very essential for you to get to the place where you need to be at in Jesus Christ. One is get you a read of the Bible. In order for you to walk in the Word, you must first know the Word. So get your Bible. The Bible. Now, once you get your Bible, I want you to get into a church home. Find your church home. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, if you're here in the Houston, Texas area, you can come and visit us. We are not only just the Worldwide Gospel Connection, host, my wife and myself, but we're also the pastors of the Abba House International. So please feel free to come and join us on our Sunday services at 3 p.m. at 5709 Eastern Street in Houston, Texas. That's 5709 Eastern Street in Houston, Texas. At zip is 77028. We are there every Sunday at 3 p.m. So please feel free to come by and be a part of what God is doing there. Now remember, our second part is make sure that that man and that woman of God is preaching what they're teaching. Come on here, let me help you. If they make sure that they're preaching what they're teaching, make sure that the lifestyle that they live on the outside is the same lifestyle that they live on the inside.
Okay? They preaching voice is the same voice that they have at the house, is basically what I'm saying. Make sure that the life that they live, it ain't a double life. It ain't a double standard, okay? And you can tell the difference between the two. Amen? You can tell the difference between the two. Now, remember, this worldwide gospel connection is powered by the Abba House and by Corey Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs, and Body Scrubs. You can get in contact with her at 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. And Corey Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs, and Body Scrubs are available for purchase. Listen, you guys just got to get connected to her by calling her there. You can also go to the Corey Gifted Gifts, Bath Bomb Facebook page as well. You can connect with her there. You can get information about the different body scrubs and all that from that page as well. Remember, Corey Gifted Gifts, Body Scrubs, and Bath Bombs, they're not just for birthdays and Christmas. These gifts can be given throughout the year. Fantastic product. I promise you, you'll be glad that you got it. And remember, guys, it's not just for the women. She has a men's body scrub line as well. So please make sure you patronize her and go out and support the Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrub. Connect with her on Facebook as well as through that number, 832-816-7997. We look forward to you guys connecting with us there as well. Remember, also, those of you all who would like to share in a gift of giving, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal. By going to your Cash App, it's $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. You can connect with us there. You can also connect with us on PayPal, paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Imagine you connect with us on those devices, on your device, on those means of sharing and the gift of giving. Now, remember that those gifts that you share and give to us and give into the ministry, remember those gifts do not come to us, but we make sure that those gifts are shared and given back out to the people. We have a homeless ministry that we provide for. We're getting ready to set up to pass out some meals to the homeless. We're getting ready to gear up to do that. So remember, your seed that you sold to us, we also take that seed and we disperse that seed out and give that seed to those that are in need. Amen? Amen. So remember to share in that gift of giving. And make sure that when you do that, remember that you're not just sowing a seed into unfertile ground, but that seed that you sow, that seed actually goes into other ground and causes a harvest. So this is how you receive your harvest and the tithe of that you were in a season that you were not, that you did not sow, because you sowed in us and as we sowed in them. And when our harvest comes, your harvest comes. And then Elisha said, this is how you receive seed in a time of harvest, in a time of sowing, while you're sowing your seed. Amen? So God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your attentiveness. Thank you for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you and we appreciate you. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day for the rest of the day. And we look forward to that being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Don't forget to join us this Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. Lady Douglas will be on this coming Thursday. So remember to connect with her as well. Amen? So God bless you. You guys have a marvelous day in Christ.